First, Russia lifted a 7-year-old ban on Georgian wine, and wine bottles started flowing north this year to Moscow. Next, Russia reopened its borders to Georgian mineral water. Then, trade normalization between Russia and Georgia hit a big road bump. Gennady Onishenko, Russia's chief sanitary inspector, said he would block imports of Georgian fruits and vegetables. He charged that this U.S.-funded laboratory outside Tbilisi Airport is behind the African swine fever epidemic that is spreading 2,000 kilometers to the north in European Russia. In response, the Georgians showed VOA around their new laboratory complex, the Richard G. Lugar Center for Public Health Research. Owned by Georgia's National Center for Disease Control, the lab tracks polio, measles, and other infectious diseases. Adam Kotrashvili came home to Georgia from the United States to run the lab's genome center.
And this machine is unique for this center and for Georgia and for the whole region. Before, if you wanted to sequence something, you had to send samples in the United States or in West Europe somewhere. But now you don't need to do that. You can just bring DNA here and then we can sequence it.
General Director Amiran Gamkrelidze rejects the accusations coming from Moscow.
We have no secrets here. Nothing is here. We are not doing nothing connected with biological weapons.
The director, who studied in Moscow in the 1980s, invited Russia's chief sanitary inspector to fly down to Tbilisi and tour the lab.
I openly asked Onishenko to, and invited Onishenko to come to Georgia to visit lab and see what we are doing here. Here is only research. Nothing is connected with other things, what they are mentioning in their statements.
Indeed, politics, not science, may be behind the trade fight. 2 months from now, Georgians vote for a new president. Mikhail Saakashvili, who tangled with Moscow for almost a decade, steps down due to term limits. Chris Weifer analyzes the Kremlin strategy via Skype from Moscow.
The message, I think, couldn't be clearer, which is that if you elect a different president with a more friendly stance towards Russia, then these economic problems will disappear. If you elect somebody that maintains this belligerent attitude towards Russia, then economic ties will deteriorate.
Meanwhile, out of the spotlight, the same Russian food safety agency that banned Georgian fruits and vegetables back in 2006 quietly sent its inspectors back to Georgia in August. James Brook, VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.